Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the official Daily Talk podcast. I'm Stanford King, and I will be hosting this brand new podcast. We hope you enjoy. The Daily Talk podcast starts right now. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Stanford King, and I will be hosting this brand new podcast. Today on the show, our first top story that we're all pretty much talked about technology-wise is Apple's new iPhone, the iPhone SE 2020 edition. Now, we all know we're talking about this phone, you know, we're seeing all different kinds of reviewers talk about this product, and I'm gonna let you know what I think about this product. It's an amazing product. However, there's some things that I would change, because I feel like Apple is literally just taking the iPhone 8 and making it into a quote-unquote new product and selling it. That's what I think is going on here. If you want to spend your money on that, go right ahead. That is your choice. As for me, I would much rather get a newer iPhone or an iPhone that does not have a home button. Now, Apple is all about the no home button thing, this. If you're all about that, then why would you release an iPhone that has one? You know, it just doesn't make any sense. A lot of people are talking about this product, saying save your money, this. However, a lot of people are saying this product is great, and I would see why they say it's great, because it's got the processor of a iPhone 11, and that's great. You can update the processor all you want to, but on the outside, it's still going to be an iPhone 8. I mean, there's no changing that. People are highly disappointed with the new release. They thought that they were going to get an iPhone 11 in a smaller form factor, and I would see why they're upset. I would see that. However, there is some good for the people who don't want specifically an iPhone that is, you know, they don't like the home bar. They want the home button. And I would see as to why they would have quite the advantage with this product specifically. But there's an iPhone 7 out, there's an iPhone 8, plenty of ones that are supported that have the home button, and you could literally be saving your money. You could be saving a whole bunch of money. So my advice to you is, if you want a phone with a home button, just go with the iPhone 8. If you want that glass back and that wireless charging while also still maintaining the home button, I would advise getting the iPhone 8. Coming up on the podcast, more tech news. We'll be right back. Hey, listener, if you want to learn more about this show, please go to www.dailytalk.com/exclusives to learn more about the show, daily deals, and much, much more. Thanks for listening. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. Now, on this show, we talk all about tech, but we also want to keep you guys safe, especially during these times. So it's time for this week's cybersecurity report. This is the Cybersecurity Report with Stanford King. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the Cybersecurity Report. This week, We're talking about hackers. Now, hackers can take over a lot of things. They can take over plenty of your electronic devices. This week in internet news, hackers revamp malware with COVID-19 messages, okay? So, cyber attackers are reconfiguring the Remcos Trojan, which allows them to fully access victims' computers to include COVID-19 warnings in spam and phishing emails. Security Boulevard reports, quote, with the economy directly affected by the pandemic, people pay more attention to emails pretending to offer solutions, loans, and other types of financial support. Another effective approach is to scare people with threats of account closures or company furloughs. So, as you can see with me just reading this first paragraph, hackers are really trying to get at you, because I remember I got a text last week saying, you know, did I want a free $1,000 gift card to help me during these times? Don't believe those types of things, okay? Same thing happened to my sister. Her internet company, quote unquote, texted her and said that she had a $1,000 gift card, or not that, she had won a free TV. So she actually called her internet provider and asked. And she said, and they said that they would never call her or text her about something like that. So just be aware during these times, especially, that there are going to be people that are going to take advantage of you. Like, I'm serious. Okay? And when I get these text messages or emails, I always try to ignore them, no matter what, no matter how good it sounds. You're not going to get anything but get hacked. So that's about it. Okay. So just remember that. Okay. Continuing on with this article, quote: people in need of essentials used to reach out to us on our helplines, which have turned defunct, said the chairman of an aid agency. We used to make phone calls to our existing 750 beneficiaries for conveying them about timings to pick up their quota of essentials, but suspension of mobile networks has disturbed this entire process. So, a lot of companies are being disturbed by things like this that are happening, you know, and I'm astonished. Like, how can this, people are getting ripped off, okay? And I don't want you guys to be ripped off, okay? So if you get a text or email about stuff like this, your account's gonna be closed, this, ignore it, because they are just trying to hack you, get your money, your information, especially in these times. Coming up, more about hackers and what they're up to during these times. We'll be right back. Hey listener, if you want to learn more about this show, please go to www.dailytalk.com/exclusives to learn more about the show, daily deals, and much, much more. Thanks for listening. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast, and we've got a big one for you. You know, COVID-19 hackers will take advantage of COVID-19 and do certain things they shouldn't do, and in this case, they got caught. A CBSNews.com article states that Chinese hackers were trying to steal COVID-19 vaccine research. Take a listen.
Valets tested positive for COVID-19 last week. So three members of the task force, Dr. Anthony Fauci of IH, CDC Director Robert Redfield, and FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn, are under self-quarantine.
It is scary to go to work. It's a small, crowded place. It's a little bit risky, but you have to do it because you have to serve your country.
All three self-isolating task force members are expected to testify Tuesday before a Senate panel remotely. The Republican chair of that committee, Senator Lamar Alexander, is also self-isolating after a member of his staff tested positive for the coronavirus. The Senate gaveled back into session Monday. The House is not expected to return to Washington until possibly Friday at the earliest. Skyler Henry, CBS News, the White House.
Hey, listener, if you want to learn more about this show, please go to www.dailytalk.com/exclusives to learn more about the show, daily deals, and much, much more. Thanks for listening. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the show. Remember, you can go to dailytalk.com/exclusives for more tech news and all the latest articles. Thanks for listening to the show, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.